Three very different readings today. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, which speaks of Christ's perfection as our priest. The fact that we no longer need human intervention to come to God, that we can come into God's presence because Christ has made the final sacrifices for us, whatever that means, that we can come. And then a story, very unusual for Jeremiah, of joy. Jeremiah is known as a book of sorrows, of lamentation. But there are parts of Jeremiah which we quite often call the parts of consolation, where somehow Jeremiah sees some joy. And Jeremiah, there speaking to the people who are in exile, people who are refugees, people who are really longing for everything that means that they can feel at home, describes a journey home, describes them being able to come back on the way. A journey of rejoicing, a journey of weeping. And then we have Bartimaeus, perhaps a story that we've known since we were children. The story of the blind man outside of Jericho, calling and calling, and Jesus standing still and allowing him to come, throwing off everything that held him back and asking for healing. I wonder which of those characters you can most relate to. And I wonder, as we look at these passages, who we might forget about when we are relating ourselves to these passages. There is that sense in all of us as followers of Christ that we are in a place that isn't quite our home. That there is a desire and a hope in us that actually this world would be a better place. That we long for justice and truth. We long for a place where we can see that people love one another. And we mourn. We look at the injustice all over the world, whether that be the way that some of us have food and others of us don't, of the way that some of us have a land to live in where there aren't volcanoes and earthquakes and tsunamis. The injustices that are caused by humans, but the injustices that somehow are in there in our world too. And we long to be on that road that says, actually, we're coming back to the kingdom of God. But listen to that part of Jeremiah again, and listen to who Jeremiah says will be on that road. See, he says, and he's speaking for God, I'm going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. And he's describing there a journey that almost certainly would have been on foot, describing a journey that, if you can imagine, that Israel is the place you're moving back to, that is coming from Mesopotamia, from Iraq, Iran, from those places, and travelling back. And he says, among them, walking, travelling, will be the blind and the lame, the pregnant, those with child, and those in labour. A great company. Here he describes those who are the most vulnerable in society. Those who we forget, who actually possibly on their way back to Jerusalem, people might have ignored and forgotten, with their joy of being able to come back. But God says to them, I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. This is going to be a path where even the most vulnerable can walk with ease. That's not the landscape that you can imagine if you actually look at it geographically. This is a picture that God says, as we move towards the kingdom of God, we bring with us those who are the most vulnerable within our society. And now go back to that story of Bartimaeus, which so often it's easy to look at and say, I wonder what you would say to Jesus. But rather look at what goes on. Jesus is walking out of Jericho, and there on the edge is Bartimaeus, a symbol, really, of all of the vulnerable. He's blind, he's a beggar. And what do the people who are following Jesus do? Tell him to be quiet. They try to ignore him. They try to push him aside. They try to say, be quiet, we're trying to listen. Doesn't actually say that, but you can imagine them doing that, can't you? And Jesus, I can imagine the crowd walking along and Jesus stops still, and without realizing it, they've gone up there. And there he is. And Jesus turns to the person who's not walking, the person who can't see, and offers him a way to join the journey. A journey that will end at the cross, but the chance to join that journey. I wonder who are the most vulnerable in our communities. There might be some of us here who actually we find it easy to ignore, who when they speak or act or do things that we find uncomfortable, we want them to stop. What would Jesus be saying to us then? Or maybe outside of this building, are we the people, whether in this building or in our own homes, are we the people who are walking beside Jesus and longing to hear him so much that we ignore the cry of the world around us, the cry that Jesus wants us to listen to? The letter to the Hebrews tells us that Christ has become the high priest in order that all people might be able to come into God's presence. Today, we have the privilege of coming into that presence. Who are we forgetting? Who needs to be included? May God open our eyes to see the way ahead, as Jesus did for Bartimaeus, but much more, as Jesus did for the crowd, to help them to see that we must not just look at our own way. We need to include all people on the journey to the kingdom of God. Amen.